Joining us from the National Weather Service in Northern Indiana is meteorologist Chris Roller. Chris, I understand there was a tornado that happened in Cass County on Sunday. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there was a line of thunderstorms that moved from west to east across the area during the early morning portion of March 6th, so yesterday morning. And it had a pretty large area of straight line winds that moved through, creating anywhere between 50 and 70 mile per hour winds as it did go through the area. However, we did receive a video of what looked like a tornado funnel as it was going through the Cass County area, kind of in the Royal Center location. And it looked like it caused damage to some trees as well as a house chimney. It ripped off a enclosed porch from a residence in that area. So it did create damage, and through that we were able to estimate about 70-mile-per-hour winds with a path length of about a half a mile. It touched down around 2 a.m., and that's the kind of damage that we were able to see when we brought a survey out to that area.
Any injuries that you guys could speak to, or did you see anything like that?
Haven't heard about anything from the whole event during that portion of the night, or even individually from that tornado.
Any other tornadoes that you guys think may have happened over the weekend in northern Indiana?
We've not heard of anything else at this point. One thing I can say is if you have any information, videos or pictures, get it to your local emergency manager or to our office on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll be happy to look at it, investigate it, and see what needs to go to get the information correctly from there. So
it was an EF0 tornado. What all makes up an EF0?
So there are a bunch of different what are called damage indicators that would allow us to move from just having the information to declare a different type of range along our EF scale. And in this case, it's, how the trees are snapped, and the strength and health of the tree would tend to indicate that, as well as the different damages to the buildings that resulted. In this case, the enclosed porch. Looks like there was a broken window that occurred, vehicles, damage to vehicles in the area. Different indicators like that will be able to at least point to a certain range along that scale to be able to identify what the damage was.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
At this point, no. I guess I would say that it's important to be safe and have your NOAA weather radio working and tuned to a local transmitter to get the information. We've heard a lot of the people in that area were able to receive the warning information during the overnight period as a result of being woken up by their NOAA weather radios. So we're happy that they were able to take the necessary precautions as a result.
Okay, he's meteorologist Chris Roller with the National Weather Service in Northern Indiana. Chris, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.